It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, the U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice stresses that Washington is seeking regime change in Syria.
The position of the United States has been and remains very clear, and that is that Assad must go. He has lost his legitimacy. He has gassed his own people. He's inflicted horrific violence on his country that spilled over into the region. So our strong view is that there isn't a viable future for Syria that is governed by Assad. Now, the resolution
and the agreement. Rice was speaking to CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS. She said the latest UN resolution to secure and destroy Syria's chemical weapons is not limited to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. She said any government in Damascus, even after the current one, will have to follow the obligations set by the UN resolution. Rice also emphasized that the U.S. will keep all its options open on Syria if Damascus fails to comply with the UN measure. This is the resolution does not threaten automatic punitive action against the Arab state if Damascus does not meet the terms. The Syrian president has repeatedly said that his country will respect the United Nations accords on chemical weapons. Well, let's cross over to Madison now. Joining us via Skype is Kevin Barrett. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, it seems that even though the Russian proposal with regards to Syria's chemical weapons has averted, as many have pointed out, a U.S. military strike on Syria, the main objective and goal of the U.S. and its allies remains the same, that is the removal of President Bashar al-Assad.
Well, yes, and Susan Rice is one of the most hypocritical and devious people we have in our government over here. She has no business calling for regime change in Damascus when we really need regime change here. Susan Rice is I believe, married to Cass Sunstein, who is the former Obama administration information czar, who has written articles about how so-called conspiracy theorists should be criminally sanctioned and how the government should infiltrate them and disrupt them. You know, these people are actually hardline Zionists. They're the same group that pulled off the 9/11 attacks here and have been responsible for this regime change series of wars in the Middle East, all designed to smash Middle Eastern countries for Israel. So it's not surprising that Susan Rice wants to continue to smash Syria. She's part of Netanyahu's party. It's really up to the Syrian people, I think, whether they choose to change their regime or not. What's interesting about people like Susan Rice is they don't recognize that if the Syrian government does decide to democratize, which I would be all in favor of, President Assad certainly has the right to run in an election there. And there were polls taken by Al Jazeera, a hostile media outlet from Qatar, at the lowest point of Assad's popularity that showed that he still had the support of 55% of Syrians. So all of this nonsense about gassing their own people, when in fact we now know that that was a false flag attack done by Israeli and Saudi intelligence in order to try to trigger a U.S. strike on Syria, these are the most egregious and outrageous lies that we're getting used to hearing on a daily basis from Washington.
Well, Mr. Barrett, as the world looks beyond this chemical weapons issue, how do you see the U.S. basically stepping up the game and basically achieving its objective?
Well, you know, the U.S. has not really been working to achieve its own objectives. Since September 11th, 2001, the U.S. has been in the death grip of the hardline Likudnik extreme Zionist lobby of Netanyahu that wants to smash the Middle East into pieces. This is not in the long-term interests of the U.S. It's in the long-term interests of the U.S. to have friendly trading relations with the region, and perhaps to have a certain defense agreement that says that if anyone tries to invade these oil-producing countries, the U.S. will help those countries repel an invasion. That's the kind of normal policy that the U.S. would have with the region. But because of the problem in occupied Palestine, we've been unable to follow that kind of policy. And I hope that the recent defeat of the Israeli lobby in its push for an attack on Syria is a harbinger of things to come. And perhaps the U.S. will go back to setting its own Middle East policy, and perhaps it will learn to respect other nations as equals rather than proclaiming itself the exceptional nation that has the right to subjugate everybody else.
All right, let's hope so. We're going to have to leave it there. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Kevin Barrett, joining us from Madison via Skype. Mr. Barrett, always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.